convenient for you, we ask you to stand. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Is that not the truth? No matter what happens, our God is still in control. He's still on the throne, and I'm so thankful for that this morning and every day. One. Turn in the wine, open the eyes of the blind. There's no
be seated. Go ahead, turn it up and down. Good morning, Osage. I tell you, we need to remember, if God is for us, what can stand against us? Because we're coming to that day. All right, we got to stay strong. I want to welcome everybody to Osage Baptist Church this morning. And you know, I was down in the kindergarten class here at school the other day. They were drawing. I mean, kids had their crayons out, and teacher was walking around looking at their pictures. And one little girl, I mean, she's over there just going to town. She said, "Sweetheart, what are you drawing?" She said, "I'm drawing a picture of God." She said, "Well, honey," she said, "no one knows what God looks like." She said, "Well, in just a minute they will." We've got to have that faith and keep it with us, all right? So remember, tonight is a business meeting at 6 o'clock, right? 6, yep. So plan on being here for that. Any other announcements we need to make? Yep.
It's time to start Bible drill again. We're getting a late start because I wasn't even sure we would have it this year, but they are having it. So we'll start practice next Sunday afternoon, 4th grade through 12th grade. Any child that's interested in practicing with Bible drill, we'll start at 5 o'clock next Sunday afternoon. And if you want materials, I've got them here so you can be studying.
All right, let's open with prayer. Grace and Father, we thank you, Lord, that you are in charge, that you do stand with us. And Lord, we pray for our country. Lord, we pray for your leadership, your guidance, your direction, your love. Lord, we just turn this time over to you as we lift up songs of praise to you, Lord. And then we pray that you just speak to our hearts today. And Lord, we can take your word and apply it to our lives and reach those that need to be reached. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
All right. I don't think we can sing Stand Up for Jesus without standing up. Also, Davina and I want to thank everyone that we had several cards and gifts from several of you all, and we just want to appreciate that for the last month. Sorry, it's late. I wasn't here last weekend. And so anyway, we appreciate that and appreciate the love that you all have shown us so fervently. I appreciate that. Stand up. When the roll is called up yonder. 1, 2, 3. When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, that time don't be no more. And the morning breaks eternal bright and fair. When the saved on earth shall gather over on the other shore. And the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder. Father everlasting, the all-creating one, God Almighty, though your Holy Spirit conceiving Christ the Son, Jesus our Savior. I believe in God our Father. The song's called I Believe. Our Father everlasting, all created one, God Almighty, through your Holy Spirit conceiving Christ the Son, Jesus our Savior. I believe in God our Father. I believe in Christ the Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Our God is three in one. I believe in the resurrection, that we will rise again. For I believe in the name of Jesus.
Seated high, I believe.
I believe in God our Father. And mercy will follow.
take charge of the Indians. It's good to see you. We want to urge you to get back in Sunday school if you're not coming already. We have a class for every age group, every person, young and old. The best way for you to handle life situations as they come is to find you a group to get involved in, a small group or a big group, whichever one it might be, but a Sunday school group. And I want to urge you to come to Sunday school. If you can go to Walmart, you can go to Sunday school. And I ain't no reason for you not doing it. So let's get after it. Some of you are still trying to use that broke leg, and I still use mine sometimes, start hopping on it if people are watching me so I can get a little sympathy. But there's time for it to be over. And wear a mask, do whatever you need to do. Let's go to Sunday school and church, and let's get things rolling again. Let's not allow the devil to have the victory. Do whatever you need to do. Wear your mask or a shield. Come on, let's get after it. We've got church to have. We've got some kids to raise. We've got some young people that need the Word of God in their hearts and lives. And we can't allow the devil to beat us out of this deal. So let's get after it. And we're going to have a business meeting tonight. If you're a member of this church, you ought to be here. There's no reason for you not to be. I know Tim's boring when he does the business meeting. But he's going to do it tonight. And he is going to moderate the business meeting, and he's been getting ready for that all week. Matter of fact, he just now knows it. And you come at 6 o'clock and be a part of what the church is doing. You're going to be able to hear some reports on where some of your gifts have been going and what the ministry that they have been performing, even though in the midst of the epidemic, we're still able to reach out to people. They're still taking in folks up at the Telstar House. They're still taking in kids down at Monticello at the children's home and the boys' home down at Harrison. People are still having abortions. We're still fighting that. Life is still going on, folks. And we can't quit living. We got to get after it. And we got to have church. How's that? All right, I thought, man, you guys would be on your feet clapping, jumping up and down, saying, go, go! Okay, take your Bibles and turn to Mark, the fourth chapter. Mark, the fourth chapter. I want to talk about the storm. And if you're not having a storm in your life right now, you're going to have. If you've not already been through a storm, you're going to. You know, becoming a Christian does not make us non-susceptible to hard times or to storms in our life. A few years ago, we had a family saved here, and they came pretty faithful there for a couple, 3 years, and storm hit, and they all quit. And the man told me, he said, I had it better before I became a Christian. I don't have any doubt what that might have been right. I want to tell you something, folks. We got an enemy, and he's pretty powerful. Would you trade heaven for hell? There is a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. The Bible says that there is a narrow road and a wide road. And the foolish folks take the narrow road and the easy way out. And those that would accept Jesus Christ as their Savior would take the narrow road and follow Christ as their Savior. So I want to talk about the storm, but there's just, of all the points that I could preach on today about Jesus and about the character of Jesus, and that's what we're going to brag on, and there is hundreds. I'm telling you, I've got an old open Bible that if you will look up Christ in the dictionary part of that, or the Messiah, I can't remember which one it is, there's hundreds and hundreds of names for Jesus in the Bible that describe his character. It is just filled with his character. Now, this is what happens. Now, you listen to me today, because if it's not happening to you right now, it's going to happen to you, because you have an enemy. And you've got an enemy if you are a Christian. If you are a Christian, you've got an enemy that sits on your shoulder and whispers lies into your ear. Did you hear me? Come on! Did you hear me? You got an enemy that sits on your shoulders and tells you lies. So, there's two definitions of Jesus' character that I want us to look at today, when we could look at 100. I could preach on the character of Jesus for the next 40 Sundays. But I just want us to look at just two characters of Christ. One is that he is the truth. Now, a lot of people have called him the truth. But I'm telling you, he called himself the truth. And when he was standing on trial, he called himself the truth. And when he talked to people, he called himself the truth, because he was facing an enemy that is a liar. And so if the two were to stand together, the devil and Jesus were to stand together and they gave a true testimony, and the devil never would, the devil would have to say, I'm the liar. I'm the liar. And Jesus would say, I'm the truth. Y'all remember old Ryan that stayed with us for a while? Character. Was the linest boy I ever seen. But we pinpointed that pretty quick. And here he was coming down the steps at the house, and Gwen said, did you brush your teeth? He said, yep. And she said, are you lying? He said, yep. Turn around, went right back up, brush his teeth. We have an enemy and he's a liar, but we have a Savior and he's the truth. So take your Bibles and turn to Mark 4 and verse 35. A great passage. I've preached on it a lot. I've heard it preached on a lot. But I think it's one of the great passages of Scripture. And I think that in the midst of a storm, it's one of those passages that we need to focus in on and turn up the focus some way. Turn it up, make it bigger than it is. Some of you, I don't know if it's happened to your eyes the way that it is to mine, but there's been a few times when I've asked Miss Betty to run something off for me, and then I'd say, would you go back and enlarge that a little bit where I can see it a little bit better. But we need to enlarge this passage, because it's something that we really need to grab hold of. And brother and sister, if you're going through a storm, or you're getting ready to go through a storm, And if you've not gone through one, well, you're getting ready to go through one, because they come real often. We live in stormy weather. We live in stormy weather. We live in a storm, and the storm is coming to your life and mine. I'll tell you something else is coming. I believe Jesus is coming. And I think we ought to be, the Bible says, to look down, because your redemption draweth nigh. Isn't that good stuff? Is that not what it says? What does it say? Look up, because your redemption draweth nigh. Your redemption draweth nigh. Look up, because your redemption draweth nigh. So we need to be looking for the Lord to come, listening for the trumpet to sound. Dead, the graves will give up their dead, and we'll follow them. Woo! Isn't that good? We'll follow them. Have you thought, you know, those that have already gone, those are the lucky ones. We'll meet them in the air. And so the Bible says we shall ever be with the Lord. 35, let's stand together as we give reverence to the reading of God's precious and holy word. And I'm glad you got your Bible with you today, and you love God and love the Lord, love His word, fall in love with His word, read it, read the word, make it a part of your life. 35, and the same day when evening was come, so we know about what time it was, huh? But as evening had come. Now look, he saith unto them, who is he? Who is his character he? That's Jesus. He saith unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. You're going to need to remember that later. It's going to be on a test. Let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him, even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships. Had you ever noticed that? There was other little ships. They took him in a ship, maybe a pretty good size boat, I don't know, but they took him and they said, here, and there was other little ships that was in it. And there arose a, not just any kind of storm, a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. Now you get that picture in your mind? You see what's going on? The ship is full of water. It had literally held all it could hold before it sank. It's still on top, but it had all the water it could stand. It was full, here the Bible says. And he, who is it? Who's he? Jesus. And he was in the hinder part of the ship. Now, if we're going to go back to what we said we were going to talk about, his character here, we know that we're talking about the truth. So he, Jesus, the truth, was in the hinder part of the ship asleep on a pillow. And they woke him up and said unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? Now I want you to pay close attention to that little phrase, because we get to wanting to use it. The devil likes to use that. He likes to sit on folks' shoulder, and he likes to whisper that in their ear. And he, the truth, Jesus, arose, and he rebuked the wind And he said to the sea. Did you? He's talking to these folks. He's talking to the wind and to the waves. He spoke to them, the Bible says. He rebuked the wind, and he said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind leaned over to the wave and said, "Shh, that's him. Woo! That's him. That's the truth. That's the Son of God. That's the creator of the universe. That's him. That's the commander in chief." And he said to them, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased. And there was a great And then he said to them, the disciples, he's not talking to the winds and the waves, now he's talking to the disciples. And he said to them, "Why are you so fearful?" He said to them, he said to the disciples that had been following him and that followed him for 3.5 years and saw the miracles and saw the truth every day of those that seminary education that they were getting. The education that they were getting, they were seeing that every day of their life. And he said to them, "Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?" And they, the disciples, feared exceedingly. We need to pay attention. They didn't just say, "Possum ran over my grave." They feared exceedingly and said one to another, "What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" Wow. You may be seated. I could just quit here. The Word of God does the preaching. Lots of names, lots of characters for Jesus in Scripture. John calls him the bread of life. Called himself that. In Revelation 22, John the Revelator said he's the bright and the morning star. Peter calls him the chief shepherd. In Hebrews, he's the captain of our salvation. In John's gospel, he calls himself the door. I'm the door. If you're coming, you've got to come by me. You're going to get in. I'm the way in, he said. I'm the door. John 10:7, Jesus calls himself the truth in John 14. So of all these names that we could, the Bible gives of Jesus, we're just going to look at these two: truth, and the second one, the anchor. What do you know about anchors? The biggest anchor that was ever built, up until the Titanic, was the anchor. Now there's bigger ones now, but up until that time, it was the biggest anchor that had ever been built for the Titanic. It was 18 foot long, 18 foot and 6 inches, I think, long, 10 foot wide. Weighed 60,000 pounds, 15 ton. They're twice and three times that weight now. Some are very heavy now. I looked at a little bit of a documentary on that, and you know how they moved it from place to place? You know they didn't have trucks? They moved it with teams of horses on a wagon. Huge, huge. You know, the word on the Titanic was that it was unsinkable. And the only thing that it ever did was sink. So we've got a different type anchor. We got an anchor for the soul that I want us to look at. So let's look at this first. Truth is asleep in the back of the boat. Now, when we look at verse 36, when we began reading this, we discovered that there were other ships. So the disciples weren't the only ones that were in the midst of the storm. Now, we may get it in our mind that we're the only ones that are in the midst of the storm, but there is storms in everyone's life. We live in stormy weather. I mean, we live in storms coming in people's lives, sometimes terrific storms coming in people's lives. I can't get this picture out of my mind of when the Brother Bob Perkins spoke here, and he ended his speech with a picture on the PowerPoint of a little baby crawling to get food, and here was a huge vulture waiting for him to die. I'm telling you, folks, that there's people all over the world that are facing terrific storms. And some of you are facing storms in your life right now. Some of them huge storms, some of them not so big, but some of them big storms. So it is imperative that you have truth in the boat with you. These other boats didn't have truth in the boat with them. Now they were able to they received the benefit of the disciples having truth in the boat with them, because when the sea leveled out for them, it leveled out for them too. But a storm is coming, and a storm is coming in your life. You may be going through a storm, getting ready to go through a storm. Storms are coming. Storms are part of life. Life is hard. Life is hard. It is filled with heartbreak. It is filled with trouble. It is filled with tough situations. It's tough. Job said, just as sure as you build a fire and get that thing going, the sparks start going up, man's life is short and full of trouble. It's just a way of life. It's the way life is. It doesn't mean that we don't ever have good times or the sea doesn't ever level out, because it does. But life's full of troubles. You better have truth in the boat with you. When the storm comes, it is important. But I want us to notice, where did I get to? In every storm of our life, we have an enemy. You know, you'd think, if we used to watch prize fights. That was what was on TV. I think it's on Friday night. We didn't have a TV. We'd go to my grandmother's, and they had a TV. My uncle had a TV. A lot of things wasn't important to him, but it was real important to have a TV. They had a TV. We'd sit around the wood stove and watch prize fight. Jack Dempsey and some of those. And you know, they would fight. And when one man knocked the other man down, he'd stand back. And the referee would go to count. He'd stand back. The devil doesn't do that. When he knocks a person down, he goes to stomping on the person and kicking him in the side of the head and hitting him below the belt and using every trick possible. Because the Bible says that he's come to kill, steal, and destroy. He's going to kill you if he can. And he'll kill your spirit if he can. He'll kill your will to live if he can. He'll kill your love if he can. He'll destroy your compassion. Church, are you hearing me today? He will destroy your compassion if he can. He's come to kill, steal, and destroy. He's a liar. He's a liar. He is a liar. Did I say it? He's a liar. The Word is the truth. And we can depend on the truth. We can trust the truth. My word is a light, I may get this wrong, a light to your path, how's it go? A lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Did I say it right? A lamp to my feet and a light to my path. That's a foot lamp. That gives only enough light to take the next step. Now, you might like to know how things are going to be going a year from now, 2 years from now, where you're going to be at, and how your job's going to be going, how the income's going to, if you can pay your electric bill or not, how things are going to be going, how folks are going to be, how many people are going to die between now and then, how many things are going to take place in your life, and you may wish that you knew what was going to take place a year from now or 2 years from now or 10 years from now. But I want you to know that the Bible says that he is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. He gives me enough light to take the next step. That's all you and I need to be concerned about is taking one more step. One more step. Take the next step. Take the next step. That's what you and I need to be concerned about. Well, if I just knew this would work out, if I just knew that would work out, if this would happen, just take the next step. Take the next step. That's what he is giving us light for, is the next step. Now, I want to clue you in on something here. Is that they should have been listening a little closer. Listening a little closer. You already know, don't you? You already know what I'm going to say next. There ain't no need of me saying it. You already know what Jesus say. I can't hardly wait. We're going to the other side. Did you hear it? Did you see that in the scripture? We're going to the other side. We are going to the other side. So when we listen to him, that's the only voice we need to hear. There's other voices. You may not know it. You're hearing voices. And you're hearing the voice of the devil. And you're hearing the voice of the Lord. I'll tell you how you hear the voice of the Lord is get into his word. But he said we're going to the other side. Come hell or high water, we're going to the other side. And that's exactly what happened. They went to the other side. It doesn't matter how big the storm. If the master of the storm is in the boat with you. I tell you what does matter is your foundation. In the midst of the storm, your foundation matters. Look with me at Matthew's gospel. Matthew's the first book in the New Testament. And it's along about the seventh chapter. Matter of fact, just right at the seventh chapter. And verse 24. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man. This is generic, you know. It doesn't mean just men. It means men, women, boys, and girls. Which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not. For it was founded upon a rock. Now you may... You may get to feeling like you're falling. You may get to feeling like you're failing. But if your foundation is on the rock, trust in the rock. Don't trust in yourself, trust in the rock. Trust in the rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blow and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto the foolish man that built his house upon the sand, tried to build his life on his bank account, on his job, on his health, on his relationship, on those things that he or she could pile around them. He built his house on sand. And the flood came, and the winds blew, and beat upon the house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. I want you to notice at least one thing about that passage. In both lives, there was rain and wind. It was storm. There was a storm in both lives. What made the difference? The foundation. What made the difference? It's the foundation. It's the foundation. It's built upon the rock. The foundation of Jesus. Build your house on the Lord Jesus Christ, the little song goes. When the storm comes, your house will stand. Now, back to our passage, I want us to notice a verse 38, back in Mark's gospel. Verse 38. Look at that verse. He was asleep on a pillow at the back of the boat. They woke him up. And they said to him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? Does Jesus care when my heart is pained too deeply for mirth or song, as the burdens press and the cares distress and the way grows weary and long, oh yes, he cares. I know he cares. His heart is touched with my grief. When the days are weary, the long night dreary, I know my Savior cares. Does Jesus care when I've said goodbye to the dearest on earth to me and my sad heart aches till it nearly breaks? Is it aught to him? Does he see? Oh, yes, he cares. I know he cares. His heart is touched with my grief. When the days are weary, the long night dreary, I know, Renee, I know, I know, I know my Savior cares. And he cares, and he cares in your life, and he cares in my life. The songwriter said, I've journeyed through the long dark night, out on the open sea, by faith alone, sight unknown, and yet his eyes were watching me. The anchor holds, though the ship is battered. The anchor holds, though the sails are torn. I've fallen to my knees as I face the raging seas. The anchor holds. In spite of the storm, I've had visions, I've had dreams, I've even held them in my hand, but I never knew they would slip right through like they were only grains of sand. The anchor holds, though the ship is battered, the anchor holds, though the sails are torn. I have fallen on my knees as I face the raging seas. The anchor holds in spite of the storm. I've been young, but I'm old now. That fits. And there's been beauty these eyes have seen, but it was in the night. Through the storms of my life, oh, that's where God proved his love for me. The anchor holds, though the ship's been battered. The anchor holds, though the sails are torn. I've fallen on my knees as I face the raging seas. The anchor holds in spite of the storm. I've fallen on my knees as I face the raging seas. The anchor holds in spite of the storm. Hebrews 6 and verse 19 says, we have an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast. We have an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast. In times like these, you need a Savior. In times like these, you need an anchor. Be very sure. Be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. This rock is Jesus. Yes, he's the one. This rock is Jesus, the only one. Be very sure. Be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. In times like these, you need the Bible. In times like these, Oh, be not idle. I remind you of that, didn't I? Be very sure. Be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. In times like these, I have a Savior. In times like these, I have an anchor. I'm very sure. I'm very sure. My anchor holds and grips the solid rock. This rock is Jesus. He's the one. This rock is Jesus, the only one. Be very sure. Be very sure your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. I want to ask you today where your anchor is. Mike, will you come and help us? Tim and Roger, will you come? I want to ask you where your anchor is. If you were to step out into eternity, do you know where you'd spend eternity at? Some of you guys are facing a storm you don't even want anybody to know about. Got a couple of guys up here. We got more than that. We got a whole room full of people that'll pray for you. But we got a couple of guys up here that will. Would you come to Jesus today and make him the anchor of your soul? Let me tell you how you do that. You're going to stand. Everybody else as they stand right now. And then you're going to ease out to the edge of the pew. You're going to come to one of these men that's standing here at the front. You're going to say to them, I want to make Jesus my anchor today. I want to invite him into my heart as Savior. If I were to die, I don't know where I'd spend eternity. I want to make it sure today. I want to place my hope in Jesus Christ. So we're going to sing. Maybe you've got other needs today. Come to this altar today and make Jesus Lord and Master of your life. Just give yourself to him. Maybe afresh and anew. May a commitment on your part. You've allowed the devil to whisper the wrong things in your ear. You've listened to that rascal, flue foot, dirty low dog, whisper lies into your life. You believed them. Don't give that to Jesus today. Oh, friend, would you come? Give your heart to Jesus today. We're going to sing. Will you come? Would you come? Right now, will you come? As we sing, you come.
There is a place of quiet rest near to the heart of God. Place where sin cannot molest, near to the heart of God. Oh, Jesus, blessed Redeemer, sent from the heart of God. Hold us who wait before thee, near to the heart of God.
Well, you have heard a wonderful truth about the truth. Amen. Do you see our need for Jesus? Even as Christians, we need him, don't we? We still need him. And if you're here today and you don't know him, you need him. You need him. Brother David Fultz, would you dismiss us this morning?